clothes pegs, genuine gypsy clothes pegs. Good luck, sir. You've got a lucky face, sir. Genuine gypsy clothes pegs, only ninepence, so good luck, sir.
Hey, you dirty, grotty little man, go away.
Got a lucky face, sir. Lucky face, sir. Ninepence, sir. Gypsy clothes pegs, sir.
Go away or I shall call the army.
Yes, sir. Good luck, sir.
Away from you, filthy little man.
Lucky genuine gypsy clothes peg, sir.
What do you mean, lucky genuine gypsy clothes peg? It's probably made in Italy.
Lucky genuine Italian gypsy clothes peg, sir.
Go away, you filthy, horrible, dirty, ugly, disgusting, disease clothes peg vendor. What do you think you're doing?
Lucky gypsy kicks a shilling, sir.
What do you mean a shilling? I'm not giving you a shilling for kicking me. Ah!
Lucky gypsy poking the eye, 2 and 9, sir.
Oh, my eye!
Lucky gypsy trample on your hat, sir. Gypsy boot through your hat, nothing luckier than that, there,
that
sir.
That was my mother's!
Old gypsy saying, sir. Lucky gypsy punch in the belly, shilling, sir. Lucky gypsy karate chop, 1 and 9. Lucky gypsy robbery with violence, sir. Good luck, sir. Oh, you're a chop, sir. You're a real chop, sir. Good luck, sir. You made an old gypsy very happy, sir. May fortune smile on you, sir.
In the 1966th year of our Lord, you did willfully, unlawfully, and with malice aforethought, assault 1 Sydney Bottle, a dwarf. How plead you, guilty or not guilty?
Definitely not guilty.
But out of this case, my learned friend, Mr. Maltravers, appears for the defence, and I appear for the money. The case would appear to be a simple one, my lord. The prosecution will endeavour to show that the snivelling, depraved, cowardly blackguard whom...
My lord, I must object to my client being referred to as a blackguard.
Would you accept rich?
Oh, yes.
Thank you. The snivelling, depraved, cowardly wretch whom you see cowering in the dock returned home on the night of the 14th of July in a particularly vicious and unpleasant frame of mind, had words with his wife, and then deliberately assaulted his pet ostrich by throwing a watering can at it.
A what?
A watering can, my lord. A watering can, a large cylindrical tin-plated vessel with a perforated pouring piece, much used by the lower classes for the purpose of artificially moistening the surface soil.
Thank you, Mr. Bartlett. Your knowledge is inexhaustible.
Oh, very gracious, my lord. May I continue? The ostrich...
The what?
The ostrich, my lord, an ostrich, a large, a hairy, flightless bird, resident in Africa, remarkable for its speed in running, and much prized for its feathers.
A kind of cat.
No, my lord, if I may continue. The ostrich, taking fright, flew through the window and landed on a passing ice cream cart.
A what cart?
Ice cream cart, my lord. Ice cream, an artificial cream substitute, sweetened, flavoured and frozen, originally invented by the American Indians as an antidote to trench foot.
Remarkable.
Thank you, my lord, if I may be allowed to continue. Mm-hmm. Landed on the passing ice cream cart, thereby causing a small dollop...
A what?
A dollop!
A what?
Thereby causing a small dollop... thereby causing a small portion of ice cream to fall on the plaintiff, Mr. Sydney Bottle, a dwarf, who was hopping past at the time, thereby soiling Mr. Bottle's new suit. And those, quite simply, are the facts of the case, my lord. And with your permission, I should now like to call the first witness.
Certainly.
Call Percy Molar. Percy Molar.
That is correct.
You are a company director of no fixed abode.
Yes.
You are also a music hall comedian.
I am.
Are you manic?
Yes, I am.
Will you, in your own words, please, Mr. Molar, describe your wife to this court?
My wife, she's got everything a man could want. Beard, big muscles, hairy chest.
Thank you, Mr. Molar. And would I be correct in thinking that your wife has, comparatively recently, visited the West Indies?
Yes.
Jamaica.
Objection.
I'm sorry, my lord, I withdraw that question. Mr. Bowler, will you kindly describe your wife's teeth?
No, she went of her own accord, I thank you.
No, listen very carefully to the question, please, Mr. Bowler. Will you kindly describe your wife's teeth?
My wife's teeth, they are like stars. They come out at night, I thank you. Wait, no, she's...
No, no, but seriously though, Mr. Bowler, I put it to you that your mother-in-law is bald.
I agree at once, bald.
And would I be correct in assuming...
Objection!
I hope my learned friend is not going to lead.
I am not.
Right.
Did your mother-in-law...
Objection!
Does your...
Objection!
Can...
Objection!
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 Vantage, Bartlett.
Thank you. Mr. Bowler, what has happened to your bald mother-in-law recently?
My bald mother-in-law, she's had rabbits. Tattooed on her bald head. Because at a distance, they may look like... Help!
No further questions.
You may leave the court, Mr. Mellor.
Very kindly, ma'am. But before I go, I'd like to finish by singing a very, very lovely old English ballad. A ballad in titty I tittled. I can't get over a girl like you, so I'll have to get up and go round now then.
We don't wish to know that. Will you kindly leave the court?
Very kindly, ma'am.
Call Arnold Fitch. You are Arnold Fitch, alias... You are Arnold... you are Arnold Fitch, alias Arnold Fitch?
Yes.
Why is your alias the same as your real name?
Because it's easier to remember.
You are a company director?
Of course.
Did you throw the watering can?
No.
I suggest that you threw the watering can.
I did not.
I put it to you that you threw the watering can.
I didn't.
I submit that you threw the watering can.
No.
Did you or did you not throw the watering can?
I did not.
Yes or no? Did you throw the watering can?
No.
Answer the question!
I didn't throw it!
So he denies it! Very well, Mr. Fitch. Very well, Mr. Fitch. Would you be surprised to hear that you had thrown the watering can?
Yes.
And do you deny not throwing the watering can?
Yes!
Ha-ha!
No!
Very well, Mr. Fitch! Would it be true to say, Mr. Fitch, that you were lying? If you denied, then it was false to affirm that it belied you to deny that it was untrue that you were lying? Ha-ha-ha! You hesitate, Mr. Fitch! An answer, please! That court is waiting! Ha-ha-ha! Ha-ha-ha!
Yes!
What?
Yes!
Yes?
Yes!
May we have Exhibit A, please, Madame?
Exhibit A.
Think very carefully, please. Have you ever seen this before?
No.
No further questions.
In a moment ago!
Sydney Bottle. You are presumably company director. You are also a dwarf. Now, will you tell the court, please, Mr. Bottle, on the night of the 14th of July... Mr. Bottle! Oh, there he is. Pile of BOAT tickets. Now, Mr. Bubble. Now, Mr. Bubble, on the night of the fourth. Just exactly how drunk were you? Come, Mr. Bottle, you're not going to pretend you were sober. Mr. Bottle, I have proof here that you have consumed... I cannot continue with this ridiculous noise.